Now, when you're in bed, you rest your head on a what?
A pillow.
All right. And you remember a large pillow, kind of round?
Most.
All right. And that wouldn't go partway across the bed. That would go...
The entire length across.
All right. You might say the entire length, or you might say it goes what, the bed? Would you say?
It goes all the way across the bed.
Okay. And do you remember a kind of washable blanket that women used to make?
A washable blanket?
Yeah. They used to get together and make these kind of a social event.
Don't know that.
Uh-huh. Some of them were tied, some of them were sewn, some of them were tied. They were stuffed and kind of thick.
Don't know, I don't know anything about that.
Made of patches of cloth. Thinking of a quilt. You don't know the term quilt.
You say a whale.
Quilt.
No, I never heard of that.
Never heard of a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a bed made up flat on the floor?
Talking about a pallet on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Raised on a pallet.
Did you used to sleep on a pallet when you were little?
Yeah, I've slept on a pallet many a time.
All right. Now, here we'll come back to a couple of farm terms. Some different kinds of land that you can grow crops on. What would you call the best land on a farm? Say low-lying land.
What?
Land down.
You talking low-lying?
Yeah.
That's bottoms.
Okay. And then what would you call the other land that isn't the bottom land?
We didn't make any designations except the bottoms was where your branch runs from there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you made your corn.
I see. You'd raise corn in the... Did you raise cotton in the bottoms, or...?
Cotton didn't adapt itself to the bottom.
I see.
It was corn lands and right. Oat lands.
Where did you plant the cotton?
The cotton was on the uplands, yeah. That's why this Piedmont used to be the real area, cotton producing area of the south.
Because there was so much upland, you mean?
It is an upland crop. It's not a lowland crop.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly they're irrigating it now out in the west.
Mm-hmm.
The cotton belt has moved completely.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any terms for swampy land?
Huh?
For swampy land.
Swamp land.
Yeah.
Nothing but swamps.
Okay. And now some different kinds of soil. Some just names for different kinds of soil, designations for different kinds of soil that you might have made on a farm, on your farm. And what would you call the best soil?
We didn't have those designations.
Uh-huh. What would you call the soil that you couldn't, where the topsoil had been washed away? Do you have any places like that where the topsoil had been washed completely away?
We'd call it a wasteland and went on.
Okay. Does the term loam mean anything to you? Loam.
Loam, oh yeah, that's
what's that?
Loam is your best type of soil, yeah.
Okay. And if you were trying to get if it had a lot of rain, or if a branch had overflowed, you might... you're going to get the water off the land. You say you're going to have to do what to that field?
Well, you have to drain it.
All right, and how would you do that?
Oh, in our days, we did it in open ditches.
All right. How would you do that?
Hmm?
How would you do that?
How to do that ditch?
Yeah.
You get your spade and go down there and go to digging and throw it out the dirt to drain the water off.
Uh-huh. And then it would you'd cut a channel and then the water would run off. Is that the idea?
Well, you see that